Let's move over to Mike Causey and get a check on our sports. Mike, how'd you do at Saratoga yesterday?
How'd we do at Saratoga yesterday? I think we ran third.
Hey, yeah, what the heck?
It was a blanket finish.
Win, place, or show, you know? What the heck?
Yeah, that stinks.
All right.
If you don't win, it don't matter.
See, I told you the Yankees and Red Sox would do something, and they both did yesterday.
Well, let me tell you something. The Yankees made one of the dumbest deals I've ever seen in my life. I have no idea what Cashman's doing. There's no way in the world I would trade Tyler Austin for Lance Lynn. No way in the world. Lance Lynn stinks.
All right.
Bad move. I don't get it. And they're makes both, no sense to me.
And they're both not done. They'll both do something today, too.
Well, maybe
crazy.
The Yankees will get Harper today.
I don't think so.
They'll have him play second row in the third deck.
He won't. They won't go for Harper. There's no way.
Bad move for the Yankees. Yeah, I was shocked to see this. I think Austin's is a player with a pretty big future, and to trade him for somebody like Lynn, no, I would not do that. If I look to bet a baseball parlay, I always look to see if Lance Lynn's pitching to bet against him. I think he stinks.
Well, the last eight games, he hasn't stunk.
Yeah, okay.
He hasn't the last eight games.
All right, that's good.
But then again, I have no...
Well, if you go by that logic, you shouldn't have got J.A. Happ because the last four games he stunk.
Well, I don't go by any logic because I don't follow baseball stats close enough to know who's good and who's not really good, except for the players that you hear, you know, the major players, and there's not that many left. And the Yankees will not sign Bryce Harper. They will not go after him.
Astros made a great trade yesterday. They got anything for Ken Giles. That was good. Getting rid of him means you can't use him, and that's a big plus for the Astros.
I agree with that. He was after what he did with the Yankees, he was a cancer on the team.
All year last year he started doing it.
Yeah, he was a cancer on the team.
I mean, if you remember back to the World to the championship and the World Series, he wasn't used at all. There's a reason why he wasn't used. And if you have a closer that you can't use in the two biggest playoff series of the year, you don't need him.
Yeah.
They got rid of him. They got Ozuna from the Jays. He's pretty good. He was on a suspended list, but he's my opinion, he's a lot better than Giles.
Yeah, it's great because we'll see if he fits into Vreelander wasn't too thrilled because Vreelander's really been anti-domestic, you know, violence, and so
Verlander,
yeah. But so we'll see how he fits into the clubhouse. But hey, if he's got a strong arm, you know what? If he closes the door in a couple of games, he'll fit in just fine.
Exactly. That's all. If you produce in today's sports world, it doesn't matter what you did.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens today because the Red Sox and the Yankees are in one of these tit-for-tat wars again. It's just it's fun to watch, and players are the benefit because they end up making more money. So we'll see what happens.
The money they make in the postseason now to these guys is tip money.
Yeah, but once they play on a team like that, and even if they're just rental players, that they'll still do better the next year or so. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but the Yankees and Red Sox are at it again, and it's just fun to watch.
Red Sox had a big win last night against Phillies. It was a good game, well-played game, 13 innings, and Boston won it 2-1. I watched all of that game yesterday. It was a good game.
Did you see that double play that ended the inning?
Mm-hmm.
Where the guy was tagged out on third and then at home?
Yeah.
They got the guy at home.
Yeah, smart playing.
Sometimes you get the bear, and sometimes the bear gets you. That's the great thing about baseball.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the Phillies scored on a misplay by the Red Sox center fielder. The Red Sox scored, I should say, on a misjudged ball by center fielder on the Phillies, or else the Red Sox lose the game 1-0.
I saw that. It was unbelievable. He totally misjudged that ball and couldn't make up for it.
Yeah, probably the first time he ever played in Fenway Park and lost it.
Yeah, unbelievable. Anyways, where else do you want to go now in sports?
Houston lost last night 2-0. Their lead's shrinking out there.
That's because
the A's and the Mariners are starting to catch up to them.
That's because they don't have Altuve. He's a big loss. He's a big loss to that to that team when he's not in the lineup.
They could win without him.
I know they could win without him, but he's a big loss. He really is a spark plug. And plus, he hits goddamn home runs for a short guy. You know what I mean?
Everybody hits home runs.
Yeah, but he's a special player. He's a special player.
Well, he's MVP 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's tough to fill his shoes. It's just like it's going to be tough. You know, I know you don't like Judge, but it's going to be tough for the Yankees to fill Judge's shoes. I'm sorry, it is. You know.
Yeah. Who cares? Maybe he'll get his teeth.
I can always count on you to make me laugh at least once a morning.
Shrek. That's one ugly human being.
Oh, come on. There's uglier
ugly
people than him.
Ugly.
Yeah. Anything else?
He's a nice guy, though. He does a lot of good things.
He is. He is a nice guy, and he hasn't let this whole thing go to his head. So
Wait till he gets the first big paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see who moves where today.
Yeah. It's going to probably be the only time, because I'm going to New York today. So it's going to be the only time that I'll put on the fan will be today, just to see what happens on the way in and out.
The Mets move Wheeler. See, today's going to be a good day to stay tuned to stuff.
And by the way, if Washington does move Harper, he'll be back next year. It'll be like when Chapman left the Yankees for that 1 year and back. You'll see.
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
Not a chance. Not a chance. If Washington's going to keep him, they're going to sign him, they're not going to trade him. They're not going to trade him. Washington's at the point of their team that they need to break that team up. They've underachieved for years. There's a bad chemistry there. I'm sure that Harper's not liked in the locker room. If they trade Harper, I think the minute he walks out the door, the champagne gets popped.
All right. Hey, we just won the pennant.
Not just won the pennant. He just left.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yep. So the Yankees played the anemic Orioles tonight. So we'll see if they can finally beat them. Boston continues their series with Philadelphia. And the Mets play Washington. So you'll have firsthand news on that if you tune into the Mets as to if Harper's left town or not.
All right. Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here.
All right, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.